Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone out there to another episode, to another year of the King Leo's Podcast. It's your host, Kilo Blaze. I'm not sure if you remember or all my new people and all my existing people. You already know it's Key Taylor, Kilo Blaze, whatever you want to call me, the GOAT himself, anything. But you know, we back again, y'all. It's a new year. We trying to start off with another podcast episode. So with that being said, I'm going to let y'all know. Couple episodes going into this new year. We got a lot of new things we trying. We bringing out more video podcasting. We finna do more collabs. We networking. We got a lot of stuff going on. So, done with the intro. I will have a new intro coming this year very soon in the next episodes. But, done talking. Let's go on and jump into this episode. Because I'm ready and I know y'all ready. 2024, let's do it. All right, let's get it. So introducing this new podcast episode is going to be called Questions Girls Want to Ask Guys. So what I mean by this is, you know, we got a lot of girls that's out here with their friends and they be getting together, have conversations, girls talk, boom. So we know it's a lot of questions out there that girls want to ask guys that they do ask them or they're afraid to ask them. Or, you know, they just talk with their inner friends and they just be like, I wonder what would his reaction be on this. So with that being said, I'm the guy who's going to answer the questions that the girls want the answers to. So these questions that I have are basically like common questions that either girls want to ask, that they have asked, or that they chat along with their friends about to guys. So, on this list, I have about 24 different questions. And you know me, I don't take too much time on each question, but we will bust on into these questions. This is my first time looking at them also. All I did was just went and found an article, and they told me all the most common questions that women want to ask guys. So that's what I did. All right, everybody. So this first question I'm looking at is, let me get myself situated. All right. So the first question that ladies, y'all want to ask guys is, who should pay for the first date? All right. Well, usually, you know, you actually have some people who look at it like, some people do go out, pay for their own foods and stuff like that because, you know, a lot of guys like to see where certain stuff go with females. So if they feel like the first day not going how it is, they shouldn't be paying for this. Or if it didn't go the way that they thought it was, or this person was just a terrible date, that, you know, they'll feel like, man, I don't want to pay for this, like for her or something like that. Because you actually do have people that think like that. But, you know, like I said, I can just only think from my point of view and give my two cents on it. But of course, in every man's knowledge and mind, we should be paying for the meals. Now, that'll be different if you do get a female that just comes up like, oh no, I got it. But you know, this, we're talking like first date type thing. So me just being personally, from my view now, I don't see my date pulling out no money or a card to pay for us. That's just not right. I don't want that to happen. So that's that. Alright. Second question. It says, is sex always on your mind? So, you know, you do got some horny ass people out here. But no. If you're constantly out here and you working, you busy, and you keeping focused and doing your thing, like, yeah, everybody gets horny here and there, this and that. And you think about it, or you see different people, this and this, you just go think about certain stuff. But if you really out here on your grind doing this and this and that, like, sex shouldn't be on your mind all day, every day type shit. Not saying that it can't be on your mind, like, they just say if you ain't had that, you just like, oh, it's on my mind too much. Now, like I said, I can't tell from you, but I could just speak for me. So I would feel like, nah, it's not always on my mind because I'm always busy. I'm always at work. I'm always getting shit done. So, nigga just ain't really just, mind just flow no sex all day or at that moment. All right. Next question, number three. Do you want to get married? So, of course, I feel like everybody should. But you know, it's a lot of people who not fit for that, who don't want that. So with that being said also, me, I will definitely be open to that. But as of right now, being 28, I just don't see that in my future just right now. So it will have to take a couple more years down the line and really see about that. But yeah. All right. Next question. How much does it take to get you in the mood for sex? Now, you know, some people, they drink, smoke, and they kind of kick off the mood and stuff like that and something like that. Because I can't really see what other people do with their time or how they get themselves aroused or up ready in the mood for it. But I already smoke. So I guess, I mean, you know, urges and stuff when you just smoking. So how much does it take for me to get? I wouldn't say much. I mean, all I do is just smoke. I mean, I drink here and there and something like that. So, I mean, you know, then you have to be in the right mood. We got to be right in the zone. Like, something had to just click for me to be, okay, yeah, boom, it's on my mind. So, yeah, I'm ready for it. This and that. That kind of almost kind of goes back to the first other question, too. Okay, next question. Do you believe or fall in love? Yeah, I do believe in love, and I do believe in falling in love. I mean, all that just comes down to you finding the exact right person that's for you. Because you get a lot of people out here who marry for the wrong reasons and marry the wrong people. That's why they always say you need to watch who you have a baby by and watch who you marry. Because that shit is permanent. I wouldn't say it's permanent, but you know, you can get a divorce and shit, but we was taught to look at marriage as like, it's permanent. But rocky roads and everything, you never know what happens with marriages. Alright. My next question is, oh, that was the believe. I mean, yeah, because, I mean, you catch feelings for people. I mean, yeah, it's possible that you could be dating and not fall in love with people and stuff like that. But I would feel like going down the line, you know, if this person doing this, you're going to grow some type of kind of feelings for someone. So, yeah, I definitely believe in it. All right, next question. Is more makeup or less or no makeup is better? So basically, I don't have no problem with women wearing makeup. You can tell like sometimes when it's too much, or they just didn't know how to do their junk right. So that's why I would prefer if you do wear makeup, like wear less, like just like a little bit of, like it can just show like, oh yeah, you kind of put a little bit on you and you can still see your natural face. And I'm really more of the no makeup at all, because everybody that I have talked to before, yeah, people wear makeup and stuff like that, but all my girls and stuff that I talked to has always just been like natural face wise. Like, they never even worried about makeup and stuff. And like I say, yeah, they might step out or go out here and there or may put makeup on, and it's never doing too much. Because, you know, some females wear makeup and it's scary out here. It will fucking scare you, for real. So, what's this next question? I'm over here rolling up and everything. So, you know, I'm just trying to see where these juicy questions coming from. Next one. How do you feel about periods? Tell you the truth, that is a weird question to ask a guy. Because we don't know how to feel about that, because we don't have to deal with nothing like that, or deal with nothing that's similarities to that. Or the only thing I can just say is that we hate them, one, because they make our girls cramp and do all this and they feel like they can't do nothing, then they have to call on their boyfriends to do everything for them. That's one main reason why I don't like it, because back in days and stuff, anytime your girl on a period, she can't move, she not doing this and this, she wants you to bring everything. She want ice cream, she want this, she want that. So, that part too. And then also the time when you're ready to get down and you can't. And now your ass gotta wait. So, it's like you kind of fucked all ways around, because regardless when the Berry Cup, you ain't getting no sex. And then also on top of that, you're gonna have to get ready to do everything for this person. Because she definitely gonna want you to fix her this, bring her this, bring her that. Because that we already know, that's what all these peers do. All right. Just roll my first backwood. Roll this next one while we go on into this next question. Stoner Talk episodes will be back out this year. I'm not going to let y'all know when, but I know all my people, that is y'all favorite episode. So y'all already know I will be tapping back in with those very soon. Next episode, do you mind if your girlfriend has a lot of guy friends? Okay, so how I feel about that. So now if it's somebody that I grew and started knowing and stuff like that, and I've known this person, I've seen that who she hangs with and this stuff like this, then I'm cool with it. But if it's somebody that I just learning to know from a can of paint, and I'm starting to see like her friends and stuff that she have, one thing about it, I'm not telling you to get rid of your friends and stuff like this, but you just have to understand that you know that you're in a relationship and that you're finna be having less communication now with these people. Because I don't want to be in no relationship, and I feel like that my girl is friendly with guys too much. But then especially, yes, it is a number of having too many guy friends type stuff. So I do mind my girl having a lot of guy friends. Like, you can have a couple on, like, 2-3. But I ain't talking, like, no 4-5 niggas and shit that you just cool with it. Because, you know, back in the day, a lot of people was cool with girls. They call them sus, this and this. Oh, they my brothers, this and that. Like, nah, we not going for none of that. So, and then you would think that now we all grown and out of that generation of our age and stuff, and era, that people wouldn't be on that no more anyway. And being more open to seeing, like, because, you know, I'm not saying you don't have to cut your friends off, but, you know, it's going to be less communication now with this, because he know, because as a nigga, they don't want no other nigga around their girl and all this. And then especially if they see, like, oh, why she with so many niggas? Da, 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 da. So, yeah. Next question. What makes good sex? So, I just want to know, is these really the questions that y'all want to be asking us ladies? Because me just reading them, some of these questions y'all can get answers out of us, but I do understand that some of them y'all won't, because you're going to run into some people that ain't going to know how to answer these. And then the type of questions they are and how they come out of nowhere, they catch you off guard. So I can see why these questions is not like kind of appropriate in a certain scenery that you'll be in, that you'll just want to pop out and just ask the type of question, then had a person like looking at you like, damn, like, what the fuck made her ask this question right here? What made her say this? What made her do this? So then you're going to start thinking, like, okay, yeah, something changing. But anyway, let's go on to this next question. All right, y'all, so right now we at question number 11. What is the perfect date? So I'm not sure if I may answer this before on one of my podcasts before, but like I said, I look at it like one thing about it. If you talk to somebody, your first date don't have to always be somewhere you go eat and go to a movie or something like that. If y'all been talking and y'all been vibing and you see something that, okay, she may like nature, this and that, this and that. Plan a picnic or something. Plan y'all go walking in the trail and then y'all end it off or sit down by the water or something like that. Or go out to a lake or something like that. Or go out to a park. Like, I look at things like that because, you know, restaurants and all that and stuff, it's all simple. That's what we always do. So I be wanting to switch it up or something. It's them summer nights, summer days. Let's do this, let's do that. Let's make our first date a summer night and let's go out on the town or something like that. So, you know,
It just depends. And then what type of vibe that you get from your partner. They're like, okay, I want to take them there. I feel like they'll like this right here. Let's do this. So, I'm a type of person. Then I'm more of like in touch with like with nature and stuff. So I am more on trails and lakes and water. And I just like to sit out and enjoy the nature for real.
All right.
Next question. Is it important for a girl to be a virgin? Now, I can give my opinion, but that's all I can do. Because females are in control of their own body. So they can do exactly what they want to do. I personally wouldn't know how to answer that. Is it important for a girl to be a virgin? Like, I would say yes. Because just because, like, I want to get more into this question, like, literally. But it's the way how it caught me off guard. And I don't know what to exactly say about it. I don't know. I mean, because, you know, back in the day when we looked at girls who wasn't virgin stuff, we just knew that you wasn't having sex. You wasn't being fast and stuff like that. But then it's like, when you do come talk to these and these right here, you find out they not virgins and stuff like that. Then it kind of starts having, you know, like I said, everybody know the 90s baby era when we grew up that. Then after a while, it started making you look like a thot and stuff. Not technically right away because, you know, everybody, some people have to get their cherry bust and stuff like that to not be a virgin anymore. But, you know, like I said, it all just come down to, you know, if you end up about to talk to this person, this and this, you asking them, oh, you're a virgin? You're like, nah. So then you'd be like, oh, damn, okay, this person already been fucking different and stuff like that. So, yeah, it can put different stuff into your head. But at the same time, all women is not going to be virgin forever. Now, I mean, I can't speak for everybody, but I would assume not forever. So that's why I say, you know, I feel like it can be important. But then, you know, we can't tell them what to do with their body. So they will want to go out there and have sex and try what it is, experience for the first time. That's what they're going to do. All right, next question. Do you like giving out gifts? Me, as a Leo, I prefer giving out gifts more than receiving. It's just because, one, with me, I don't never look at nothing in return. I always just, like, do for people, and I want them to see the good that I see. That when you getting a gift from me, you can tell that I paid attention to what you were saying, or I watched this about you, I watched this. So I'm not just giving you no gift for no reason. So when I do, it's going to be, oh, it's because congratulations on doing this or this. For you passing this, achieving this, it's because I listened and I knew exactly everything that, you know, what you had going on. Simple as that. All right. So the next question, y'all. Should a girl ask you out? So I had this conversation a couple of times with a couple coworkers, and I was always told that, oh, I see a lot of females shooting their shot at guys. Wrong. That's wrong. Do you ever, men, ever just be out walking and really just see a female just really just coming up shooting their shot really at you? Or if you in stores or something, that females really just, like how we would go about females, of course they not finna shoot their shots like how we do. Like, hey, shawty, hey, excuse me, ma'am, how you doing? Da, 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 this, this. Like, they not gonna do that. We don't know how they do it. But 9 times out of 10, it is always said that a guy should be approaching a woman. So I don't be seeing too many people of older women shooting their shot at younger people, or even just younger girls just shooting their shot at a boy or something that they like. Like, you know, back in the day, they probably did that. But if we talking right now, where we at the age of 28 right now, me being 28, I have not seen it yet. So, I feel like, yeah, some females should try to go talk to guys. Now, you know, you do have some females who look at themselves like, oh, I can get anything, I can bag anything. So, they will. Now, if you look good and stuff like this, now, don't get them ladies wrong. They will come after you. They will come trying to chase you and try to see about you. So, But me personally, I don't see that enough, that females ask guys out. Okay. Do you care about how a girl dresses? Yes, how she dresses, especially if she's going out with me, that's a reflection of me. Like, I can't have my girl with no too small clothes on. Dressing thottish. Everybody know what that is and what that means. Mannish and too much body just showing. Now, like I said, you can't be insecure if you know that you got a fine woman and stuff. And then, of course, you know, it's going to be hot days and stuff. Y'all going to want to have shorts and this and that. So you can't block her what she's going to wear, but you can definitely put a limitation on, like, how short it may be or how slutty this may look or like that or something like that. So, yeah, I do feel like, yeah, it's possible that all guys will care about how girls dress. All right, next question. Why aren't guys more in touch with their feelings? Now, this right here, this can be a topic that we can go into for a long time, but I'm going to just do a quick rundown. One, you got to understand, men do not have people that they can just go to. And with that being said, we don't share our feelings with females because the female that we may feel comfortable with sharing our feelings for can go right behind us and kind of exploit us to the point, like, let's just say we get into an argument and now you throwing out all my stuff that I told you before, or you telling other people this and this. So you're making me feel bad about myself because I shared this with someone that I felt that I was cool with and that who knew me, and I wouldn't expect you to like go throwing it around anywhere else because I wouldn't do it. And then it's just a men's thing. All females should know, like, men can't show their feelings like that. And yes, it is bad, but we also keep our touchy feelings in for a reason because we don't want to look like less of a man. And you know, you get a lot of females that ask, like, well, why do y'all do that, this and this and this? Now, I can't speak for everybody, but it's just the whole, it's like a guy code thing. It's like certain shit that a man is not gonna let his woman see about him. See him struggling, see him can't take care of his kids, or do this or do this, because in the end, we still supposed to stand 10 toes as a man type shit. So that's where a lot of our feelings get pushed in, because if we do have problems, we don't talk to them, nobody about them. And that's why sometimes, you know, I used to go talk to my brother or something like that. Not my real brother, but one of my closest friends I call my brother. So I would usually go hit him up with my best friend or somebody, because those are my only two that I knew I could talk to. So I definitely made sure, you know, get my feelings out, because, you know, too much shit is bottled up and, you know, that is not good. Like I said, we can definitely talk more into that on another episode, but I had to just give a little touchdown on that one because that episode, question right there can really, really produce a whole episode. Anyway, next question, y'all. What makes a girl slutty? So, with that being said, what makes a girl slutty? How she acts, how she carries herself, her behavior, dressing, anything. If you dress with small clothing or bare minimum clothes or no clothes at all, you're basically giving off that vibe right there. The way how you carry yourself, it may be just like, do you keep yourself done up, or, you know, what do you do about this right here, or this that. So it's a whole lot of care. It's like having to check out the characteristics, because nowadays, you know, guys would be quick to say, oh, she a slut, oh, she da 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 da, oh, she's so and so, and you know, we real big with that. So, and you know how we used to just say girls' thoughts and all of this and stuff too. So, yeah. I just feel like, yeah. Then, like we said, hooking up other guys. Drunk. Then hooking up. Like, I can name a lot of different things that, from a guy point of view, that we look at as slutty or, like, thought-wise. So, yeah. Those are my questions for those. All right, well, I was going to bust into another segment for a second, But we just gonna go ahead and finish this on out. I'm loving this episode right now, but we're gonna go ahead and push through these last little questions because we almost at our little mark. Didn't want to go too hard for the very first episode, but I have to go hard. Y'all know me. So, next one we'll be looking at, y'all. Can you forgive cheating? Now, yes. It depends on how much love y'all have for each other, because I'm pretty sure everybody has taken an ex back before. So that basically just depends on how much do you want to go back through that phase again. And then now with the age we at, nobody shouldn't be, you know, making people give a run for their money. And I shouldn't be having to be running around doing all this, making sure that you being faithful, this and this, yada yada. So, nah, I just feel like, yeah, you know, people have their ups and downs and stuff, and you definitely can get past those. So I always feel like, you know, because we did it back in the day. We always gave second chances, third chance, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Don't even matter. But I just feel like, yes, you can forgive G. Only to a certain extent, though. Definitely. All right. Let's see. What's this next question? The next question we got, y'all. Should your girlfriend share your passions? Now, I wouldn't say she have to share my passion, just share my interest. Like, I'm the type of person, if I want to watch basketball, I want you to sit right here and watch the basketball game with me. If I'm playing a game, I want you to be right here just watching it with me. Like, yeah, I know it, this is not what you're into, but, you know, you just showing me that you're interested with me while you right here just watching me. Now, you know, some females, they don't mind. They don't mind sitting right there watching a man play the game, because they know that that's his time, but they know that's also her time, that she can let him be him, and I can also kick it with my man while, you know, we just kicking, we just vibing. He on the game, I'm right here with him, watching what he do. So, yeah. Next question. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 questions left, everybody. So the next question is, what is the most attractive thing about a girl? All right, the first thing I'll say is, first, if she has one, a nice smile. Because I'm not going to lie, because when I'm stepping straight up to you, your face is the first thing I see. So then let's just say we start talking. Something funny may get said or something gets said. I want to see how your smile look, because your smile makes your face. What I mean by that, your smile is basically your whole face. Like, you can have a pretty face, but if you got an ugly ass smile, I'm sorry. You can still be ugly. But I can't speak like that because I just felt like I always had a perfect smile, perfect teeth, everything. So I always just felt I was number one with like pictures. I'm so photogenic. I love to smile. I always get nothing but comments about my smile, this and this. Everybody say that's my best feature. So I always look at it as your smile, your teeth. You want to make sure teeth white. Yeah, that's for me. I say face. You got to have a nice smile. Now, I can definitely go into other characteristics and stuff like that. But yeah, we're only saying this one. All right. Next question, y'all. Coming out on the last 4. What do you do if you're uninterested in a girl? Now, I've done it before. And the right way to go about it will be to tell her that you basically uninterested again. And, you know, that you just want to go on with your life and just do you. Or you could do like how guys do and just abandon them. Don't even text back. Don't even hit them back ever again. Some people go block after they done got what they needed. Or, goddamn, like we said, shit, you probably wasn't the right person that he wanted to chop it up and flirt with, or got that vibe from that to the point that you basically blew him away. So, he was uninterested. So, I can't really say nothing about that. You got to keep that spark flame somewhere if you don't want him running. Alright, next question. Do you like staying in touch throughout the day? Me, yes, I am that type of person. So if I'm not at my workplace with my girl or something, we not there all day type shit, yeah, I am the type of person, I like to text throughout the day. Might send a text and we text for a little bit, and then, you know, we might just stop, or I might say, hey, okay, I hit you up a little later on today, just see what you up to. Yeah, I really do like to tap in, you know, maybe 3-4 times throughout the day. If I know I have a long, like, 9 to 9 type day, like, and I know if I'm working like all day type shit, yeah, I like to just check in, or, you know, send little messages throughout the day, see how you doing, this and that. So that's me. Last two questions. Have you ever dated a colleague? Well, actually, from that last question, I was just saying, do you stay in touch throughout the day? That actually kind of like spoke more into that, this question right here. Yes, I have ever. This is actually, I want to say, my very first time doing it now, because me, I'm the type of person, I really don't like to date people that I work with, because they could bring drama to your workplace. And I have seen it many times. And me being a manager, I have to de-escalate certain situations before. And I always just looked at this shit like, it's either have somebody that don't work with you at the same company type thing, like somewhere else, or it really ain't no goddamn or. I just see it's just bad all the way. You can't date somebody you work with for real, unless that just really works nowadays. Because I'm not going to lie, back in the day, that shit could not have worked with me. But like I said, this is my very first time. And then I ain't never tried it back in the day. But this is my very first time I was trying it. But I also look at situations before I get into them. So I'm looking at like, okay, I know we got to see each other every day. What if we start to argue and then, you know, we not talk to each other and this and that, this and that. And, you know, it can turn a lot of hatred and a lot of shit go on at work. And then, you know, you don't want to argue and do all that, because then you're going to let people know that you got problems at home that you bring into work. So it's not always good to date people that you work with. But at the same time, if you do and you can make it work, definitely make it work, because you don't want to have no problems in your fucking workplace and then get called into your HR. And then, yeah, I'm not saying I did, because like I said, I ain't ran into nothing yet. I'm actually dating a colleague right now, but, you know, all good. Everything is perfect. But, you know, you never know. Down the line, it's not for me. It's for y'all. So, I don't know. Y'all might be dating some of y'all people. Don't be slipping up and y'all be at work fighting stuff. All right, y'all. So, to top off this last question, to top off this 30-minute episode, does a woman's past relationship matters to you? Tell you the truth, we're going to make this answer nice and easy. Hell to the motherfucking no. Because the reason I say that, whatever you done or that you dated, all that was in the past before you got with me, Key, I don't care. All that shit is buried. Like, we can talk about your past and this, your boyfriend, this and then. Like, we can talk about all that because we're at a better place now. We together and stuff like that. Like, some people don't want to, I don't want to be heard about that nigga, this and this. But I'm like, shoot, I got you now. Like, we're not worried about none of that. Because, you know, back in the day, a lot of people used to do that. When you used to try to talk to somebody, you always had your friends in your ear like, oh, bro, she talked to so-and-so, so-and-so. She was just talking to so-and-so, so-and-so. And then, oh, she done smashed, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, this, that. So then it started, I used to always look at that like, you know, I don't care what a chick did before I was with her, but now I have her. So I don't care what y'all say, because even though the bodies and whatever that she did don't go away, but I feel like I'm the new person now. So, yes, it goes away. So you can continue to say, oh, he's dating her. Oh, she was just talking to someone. Yeah, she probably was. But guess what? She's dating me now. Simple as that. So that's why I wouldn't give a fuck about a past relationships or anything like that from my people I ever talked to. Because you got to understand, everybody has a past. And just if y'all bring the passes up and just talk to each other about them and stuff and just see what y'all did in y'all past. But overall, yeah, I just feel like, yeah, it don't bother me. Because like I said, once again, whatever you did in your last past with last people, you didn't do it with me. And now you with me now. So that's that. Well, everybody, this was a nice very first episode of the new year 2024. topped it off with a good little 30-minute episode. Just want to say, appreciate everybody that's still been rocking with me for plenty of years. When I started this podcast, want to let y'all know that I got a lot of good stuff that's coming this year. Video podcasts, more collabs. I'm networking with more people. So we just trying to boost these followers on Spotify and all around on every platform that you listen to your favorite podcast. It's been your boy Kilo Blaze, and we out. Catch y'all on the next episode. Peace.